Wait, do you hear me on the Zoom? Is the connection stable?
I hear you clearly. Oh, now I hear nothing. Is it just me?
Okay. Alan, do you hear me now? Mayor, do you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Sorry about that. Great. Okay, let's go. So in Parshas Toldos, Yitzchak asks Esav to go hunt him something basada. V'atas anachi lecha tel yechav v'kashtacha v'tzei asada v'tzuda li'tzayid. V'aseilim atamim kasher hafti v'yaviyo li v'ochel v'vor t'brachacha nafshi v'tar mamus. When did this happen? Says the Targum Yonasan on the first pasuk in the parak, Vayiki Zaken Yitzchak v'chulei, the Karyas Esav Brei Rabba, he called Esav his oldest son, Ba'ar Besar B'Nisan on the 14th of Nisan, V'yamrlei Bri Halelya Din Eloi Mishabchin L'Mari Alma. This night is a night that's exalted to the master of the world. The Otsre Talin, Mispatkin Bay, and the storehouses of Tal open up. V'amalei, Hana, V'chule, go and get moving. So according to the Targum Yonasan, this conversation happens on Erev Pesach. We know the tradition of Chazal, the Rashi quotes, that Yitzchak was asking Esav to bring him Korban Pesach and Korban Chagiga. The conversation happens and the hunting happens in Erev Pesach. However, look in the Yalkut Shimoni. The conversation is taking place not in Erev Pesach, but on the Seder night. This is an amazing night. And that's what we have in the Pirkei de Blazer as well. Asks the Moshe Zakeni Bali Atosvos, Pasuk Gimel, Vitzei Hasadeh Vitzudel Yitzayit. He's bothered by two things. First of all, he says, Tema. So the Gemara establishes that you're allowed to eat from the shkita of a mishumad, and the Gemara proves that from the episode of Achav, episode of Yehoshaphat. Why don't we prove it from Yitzchak? Yitzchak was asking Esav to shecht him for him. Esav was a mumer, and Yitzchak was willing to rely on his shkita. He hadn't really eaten from a shkita before, and he didn't end up eating it now. And in fact, he was asking Esav, but it didn't work out that way because he ended up eating from Yaakov's shkita. And then he's bothered, but side before sounds like it happened before, so maybe that was before in this time. That's issue one. Then issue number two, the Suda Litzayid, the Kasha, Valo Pesachaya. This took place on Pesach. Kid the Ambar, the Pirkei de Blazer we just saw. The Mashalakach Yaakov Beis Gidayim, Echel Pesach of Echel Chagiga. So there are two points. Yeah, Yaakov took the two Gidayim for Pesach Chagiga. So it could have been that he shechted at Erev Pesach, like the Targum Yonasan. But the Pirkei de Blazer also says that the whole conversation took place on Leil HaSeder. So it sounds like he shechted it on Pesach itself. Vim Kain, Eichaya Omer Lo, Sheyatzon, Vitzarachian. So how could Yitzchak have told Esav to go shecht on Pesach? That's a question of the Moshe Zakena Mi Bali Tosfos, and he doesn't have an answer to this question. In the Madani Asher, he points out that maybe you could say the following. Machlokas Rishonim, whether the Malachos, or specifically Tzeda, but other Malachos as well, that are not permissible because they're not permissible in an Ochel Nefesh context on Yantiv, is that an Isser Daraisa or is that an Isser Derabana? So if we take a look at the Rashba in the beginning of Perek Ein Sadin in Beis Adav Kaf Gimel Amid Beis, the Rashba quotes Rashi, Afal Gav Dafi Vishkita Bishal Avas Malachosein, Behutu Litzorech. So why should there be a problem with being tzad on Yontif if it's for Ochel Nefesh purposes? Time Hashem the Efshar Meir of Yontif, the Shkita Shkayish L'Michra Bisra. So the Melachas that are Mutter, for example, Shkita, the reason you're allowed to do that is because you can't really do it as effectively Erev Yontif because the meat's going to spoil. But Seidah Efshar Meir of Yom, the Anichanim of Siddhasa B'mayim, V'layamas L'Mach Yolayim V'shar. We're talking about being tzad fish, you can capture fish in Erev Yontif. Is that going to affect the quality? Keep them in your bathtub, and then you'll eat them on Yontif. So the Rashi says, Moshe and Rashi, that Melechas tzad on Yontif is in fact a Melech of the Raisa. That's a Machlokas Tanoim, whether the governing factor into determining whether Ochel Nefesh is Mutar Yontif is if it's Efshar Mibol Yom or not. And the Rashba assumes the Rashba quotes the Rambam otherwise, according to Rambam's Rabbana, the Mashmas of Yishami is Adus Taraisa. The way it's presented in the Tor, Simon Tav Sadi Hey, is like the position of the Rosh and the position of the Rambam that Meleches Ochel, that Tzad on Yontiv is only Asher Midrabbana, that in principle, Min HaTorah, any Melech done for Ochel Nefesh should have been permissible, and it's only Xer Derabbana that we restrict certain Melechos, even where there's an Ochel Nefesh context. So suggests the Madani Asher that maybe the following Cheshbon, that Meleches Seda is only Asher Midrabbana. Don't we assume that the Avos kept all the mitzvot kolam shenitna, that Avram Avinu kept kol Torah kula kolam shenitna, even the Rabbanan, even a Ruvei Tafshilin. So the Chuvas HaRamah Siman Yud that we've quoted in the past in other contexts, the Ramah that talks about copyright law and the Dina Malchusa, so there he has a line that, yeah, it's true that Avram Avinu kept kol Torah kula kolam shenitna, but that was only Avram Avinu. That wasn't something that he insisted on the other members of his family keeping. So says the Shuas HaRamah. Eikav Asher Shema Avraham B'Koli. That's where the Ramban has his famous discussion as to what extent the others kept the mitzvahs and how Yaakov could have married two sisters. Eikav Asher Shema, we've spoken about that in this 4 months in the past. Eikav Asher Shema Avraham B'Koli Melamed Shashamar Avraham Afilo Eiv Tavshilin Em Kein Shema Aminasha Yanoe Kifia Torah V'Mitzvah Afilo Mitzvah B'Darabanan Yikol Makom Nuchalomer, says the Ramah, Em Hu Shamar Anshei Beisel Oshamru Raka Chokani Musi Hanimzor Lahem, that Anshe Beis Avram didn't keep all the Derabbanans. They just kept their tradition, the Haina Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. The Milon Agodim, the Adoni Avinu Yaakov, Asher Nasa Shtei Achayos. Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. So the Rabban says, Chutz Laretz. Says the Ramah, that's because even the other Avos didn't necessarily keep Kol HaTorah Kula Kodem She Nitna. So maybe that shot over here, that Yitzchak wasn't bothered by Melachos Derabbanan L'tzarech Ochel Nefesh on Yontif, because they were not as concerned about the Rabbanans. It was only the Chumrah of Avram Avinu that even kept the Rabbanans, even a Ruvei Tav Shilin. Okay. In the Chavetzelos HaSharon, Rabbi Karlbach, so he quotes from the Perish HaMizrahi, which I couldn't find inside. I'm not sure if it's somewhere else or if it's misattributed in that piece, but he quotes from the Perish of the Mizrahi that when Esav would hunt, the way he did it was with a special kind of an arrow where he would instantaneously capture and shecht the animal in one shot. So it was a super arrow that would pin the target and shecht at the same time. So it says Rabbi Karlbach, maybe that's the issue over here, that Shechita is mutter l'sarachach nefesh an yantiv. So maybe Esav is using his special targeted arrow, which also affected Shechita at the same time, so that there wasn't any independent melach of tzad, which had been problematic because there's no heter of tzad for ochel nefesh. All he did, as far as melachos are concerned, was Shechita. And that would be the answer to the Moshe Zakenim Ibali Tosis's Kasha. Then he suggests that maybe that solves another potential problem as well, which is, he quotes, I also couldn't find this in Medrash. The Marzu has this. The Marzu on the Medrash Rabbah, Samech Hei Tezayin. But the way he presents it, it sounds like it's another Midrash. I couldn't find the other Midrash, but at least I did see in the Marzu that the Bigdei Chamudos of Esav have this quality. You're nodding, Benji. That yeah. So where does it say it? That's perfect. Okay, I couldn't find it. If you find it, I'm sorry.
The animals are like in a trance.
Right, that they would all be attracted to him, and he put on the Bigdei Esav Chamudos, the Nimrod's clothing, so they would all be attracted to him, and they would be tzad mevela nitzod de mevela. He wouldn't have to do anything. So I saw the one line in the Marzu that quotes it, but I couldn't find it in the Medrash Rab or in the other Midrashim, but if you find it, let me know.
That was
exactly, no, right. So that's what he says. It's not Midrashim, it's the Psukim. Right? The Psukim say, Sanat Talyach, Sanat Kelacha Talyachavakashdacha. Yitzchak is saying to Esav, go take your Caleb. Why didn't he say, go take your Begadim Chamudo? So that was a lot more effective. Why is he telling him Dafka to take your bow and arrow? He should have taken the super magical Begadim Chamudos. So says Rabbi Karlbach, maybe that's the pshat, that if he would have taken the Begadim Chamudos, that could have potentially been a violation of Tzad, that would be trapping the animals in this trance. But it's only because he had a super dual function Chetz Chalif that he used this arrow, which shechted in one shot, which would avoid it and which would have avoided any potential exposure of Tzeda. So to that point, Rabbi Karlbach points out, is that the case? That if you were to entrap an animal with this kind of a trance, that would be a violation of Tzad. So the Gemara says in Perek Chelak, Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, V'lochshin l'chishas nechashim yakravim b'shabbos. You're allowed to engage in incantations to deal with snakes and scorpions. What does that mean? Says Rashi, "Bishvil shelo yaziku." So you could invoke these incantations, or what's the verb for incantations? To incantate incantations, in order to prevent these snakes and scorpions from harming you. Ve'ein b'kach mishum tzeda, and there's no problem of tzad. The Rishav over there. Perish Rashi b'shvil shelo yaziku ve'ein b'kach mishum tzeda v'ani omer. Achar elef b'chilas me'atzmos of hakadoshim lo kein avichas v'shalom pekadosh yomer davar zeh. With all due respect to Rashi, harei mishna shleima shanin in perik sheni de edios atza nachash b'shabbos imis asik shelo yishvenu pater. That if you're tzad and nachash on Shabbos in order to prevent him from harming you, pater. Who was so perka oreg Shabbos kusayin This is one of the three patras. Kol haTorah kula patra means patra lesser, except for three exceptions, the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Gimel and Daf Kav Zayin. One of the three exceptions is this case of Tzad Nachash. So it's Butter L'Chachila, not just patra v'lasser. Im kein mai v'ei mekach mishim seda, mashma, al etzad mamish shelo yazik v'lasser. Sounds like it's only in the context of Hezek that Rashi says no problem with that. But if you're to be incantating your incantations, stam, that would be a malacha d'araisa. Isn't that true? Anytime, I'm sorry. He says, "Im kein yeshu lomer shabraisa balash miinan the aim bekach mishum seida sharia filu etzan mamashol yizikanu mutter l'chil." Sorry, here it says the only reason it's mutter is because you're not doing anything via diet. Even if you did via diet, it would be mutter if it's in order to avoid hezek. So what's Rashi saying over here? Then he quotes the Rambam. Rambam, he says, is different shat. That has nothing to do with sat. We're talking about refuah and whether this is a permissible form of refuah on Shabbos. So says Rabbi Karlbach, what's the answer to the Be'er Sheva? The answer presumably is that the Gemara in Shabbos Kav Zayin is talking Lamanda Amar Malacha Shtein Zichel Gufa on Shabbos is Pater. So if you're Tzad Nachash in order to avoid the Nachash harming you, that's an example of Malacha Shtein Zichel Gufa. Malacha Shtein Zichel Gufa, if that is Pater, that's Reb Shimon. That's the case of Pater or Mutter as opposed to Pater Velasser. So it's a malacha shein zichul gufa. If it's to prevent damage, then that is pater / mutter. The Gemara in Sanhedrin about lechisha is saying, even if you hold a malacha shein zichul gufa in general is chayiv, and therefore even if there's a potential hezek consideration, it would be also to do a biyadayim if you hold malacha shein zichul gufa is chayiv. Nevertheless, using a lachash is a step below, and that would be mutter even if malachash is a guluk of eschayid, because this is less than a malachash in esricha legufa. Then he says, so that anyway is a question, is that calculation necessarily correct as far as the begadim chamudos? Maybe begadim chamudos is like a regular trap. It's just like you put out a net and the animals will be trapped in the net. Maybe begadim chamudos, maybe it's not like an incantation. If it's like an incantation, so maybe that's subject to whether the Be'er Sheva is correct. And maybe there's a machlokas Rashi in the Be'er Sheva as far as the scope of the heter of lachash. But maybe it's worse than lachash. Maybe the begadim chamudos is like actually having a trap. Even there, that leads us to a related issue about the Malach of Tzad, which is, let's say it is like a trap. So the Mishnah says in Shabbos, Tafid Zayin Mebeis, Beis Shami Omrim, Ein Portzim Mitzudas Chayiv Ofas Vidagim, Ela Kadeshi Yatsudim Vodyom, Beis Hil Matirin. So Beis Shami says, you're only allowed to put out a trap that could potentially trap animals on Erev Shabbos if there's enough time for them to be trapped on Erev Shabbos before Shabbos begins. Beis Hillel argues, this is a series of within the series of machlokim between Mishnah Beis Hillel about putting a malacha into action on Erev Shabbos where the effect is on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says, no, if you put the net out before Shabbos, even if it's only going to trap an animal on Shabbos, that's still permissible. Says Tosfos, Ein Porsim Mitzudos, Afal Gavda B'Shabbos Nami, Impirish Mitzuda, Einu Chayiv Chatas. So even if you were to put out the trap on Shabbos itself, that's not a malacha d'oraisa. She'eino yodeya im yatsin lav. If you put out a trap on Shabbos, how do you know if it's going to trap an animal or not? Mikol makom, gazru lifrosh mitsuda. Nevertheless, he made a gzeira not to do so, even on Erev Shabbos, according to Beis Hillel. Dipa'amim asi l'dei chiyav chadas. Because there could be a situation where if you were to do it on Shabbos, it would lead to a chiyav chatas. Namely, Kagon Shabashas Pisaso Yilka. It could be that at the time you put out the trap, it'll taka capture an animal right away. If you put out a trap on Shabbos and the animal goes in on Shabbos, then you are chayiv. The Tosa sounds like, if you know for sure, Tosa says on Shabbos, generally speaking, it's not a malacha deraisa because you don't know if it'll trap. There's a mashmos here that if you did know that it would trap, even if it's going to be a time delay, even if it's not going to trap the second you put it out there, then you can be chayiv. The Tosa Rush there is explicitly not the way. Tosa Rush says that the Lashon of the Tosa Rush is Einot Sad Biadayim. That if you're going to put out the Mitzuda on Shabbos, you're not a chayiv achatas. Not she'enu yodeya im yatsidim lav, but Einot Sad Biadayim. According to Tosa Rush, it's explicit, even if you know that it's going to trap the animal. But Lamaisa, you're not doing any malacha biyadayim. You're putting out the trap, and then sometime later, the animal is going to land in the trap. But Tosa sounds like, even if it's not, even if there's a gap, if you know that the animal is going to be trapped later, that's potentially a malacha deraisa. Magen Avraham Simin Shin Tes Zayin Sifkatan Tes quotes this Tosos. The Prima Gadim, their comments, you see from Tosos, that if you know for a fact the animal is going to be trapped, then that's taka a malacha d'araisa. Says the Chazanish in the beginning of Siman Lamed Vav, that you see from here, there are certain malachos where if the derech is that the result of the malacha is delayed from the act of the malacha itself, there still could be a chi of chattas. So one example is tzad, where the nature of tzad is, you put out a trap and the animal is going to fall into the trap later. The other example is bishul. If you light the flame now, or put something on the flame now, rather, you put the food on the flame, it's not going to cook instantaneously. There's an automatic definitional delay. So that, the Chazanish says, according to Tosfos, tzad is another example of a malacha where you could be chayiv even if there is a delay. So that relates to the question as to whether the malach of Zorah is an exception or is it a model for other malachas as well. That's a Gemara in the Perek HaKones, the Samach Amad Aleph in Bava Kama. Liba v'lipsa ruach, if you fan a flame and then the wind comes and further fans the flames, em yesh b'libuyav kedei l'labos achayev v'im lav pater. So you're only chayiv in nezek, in the zikin, if there is enough energy in your own fanning to cause the damage. Amai, says the Gemara, lahavi kezor v'ruch misiyah. So why is that different than lech lezor on Shabbos? If you winnow, you throw the kernels into the wind, and the wind blows away the chaff from the grain, that's a malacha d'araisa. So there, according to many Rishonim, that's definitional lezor. Zor by definition means that the wind is doing the malacha. Rava is different teretz. Zer is a different teretz. Rav Ashi says, Ki armina zor v'ruch misayas v'hani milinia Shabbos, v'mlachas ha-Shabbos, that's the Torah. That's unique to Shabbos. When it comes to Zohar on Shabbos, the reason you're chayiv if the wind carries it away is because v'mlachas ha-Shabbos, that's the Torah. Aval hacha grama ba'almuhu, v'grama nezik and pater. So there are different definitions. When it comes to Nezikin, Ram is Pater. When it comes to Shabbos, Melechas Machshavas has the Torah. Says Rashi, Melechas Machshavas, Niskayim Machshavas, Dinicha Leibruch Mitzayasa. So usually Melechas Machshavas ends up being is a kula, that this form of a melacha, Gelachar Yad, or Melacha Shenisut Lagufa, or Psikresha, so that's, there's a lack of Melechas Machshavas that's going to create a Ptur. Here, Melachas Machshavas, according to Rashi, the simple beat of the Gemara, creates a chiyuv. Because here, it's only because your Machshavas that the Melachas should be performed. So there, even though in Kol HaTorah Kula definitions, it's really grama. But because your Machshavas that the Ruach should be Misayaya, that translates into a Melacha D'Araisa. So that sounds like a Klaliistic thing, that not necessarily limited to Zorah. Melachas Machshavas could create a chiyuv for Niskai Machshavas. So the Rosh, there in Akones, lower me in an afibishi, see a ruach, but see a shavikilu, so levado. midi davis over rakhmis yaso the khashvin le kilo asam lakhal vado the hasam lakhas na shavas asatara alpha pido avi elgram of alma vachi khiva tora kevan the malakha zu ikras yaso ide ruach. Now this malach of Zora, that's definitional. It could only be performed by Deiruach. So if Chaimos or Reis Kele Gimel Simon Samich, you see in the Rush, you can't learn anything beyond Zora here. It's only Zora where definitionally the definition of malach, malach of Zu, is Ikra Asiyasei Deiruach, but it doesn't tell you anything more broadly about malach of Moshev is creating a chiev in other instances as well, and therefore maybe of limited value in expanding to other malachos where maybe Grama could still create a chiv if that's part of the normal way that the malacha is performed. Because according to Rashi, it could be some more claudiastic, so that relates to this comment of the Chazon Ish, that maybe Tzad and Bishul fit into a similar category, where even if there's a definitional delay, again, whether delay is definitional to Grum and Shabbos is separate machlokas, but according to the Chazon Ish, Seda and Bishul may fit into this as well. And that all brings us back to how Esav engaged in Sod on Leil HaSeder.
The magic outfit, I just want to say quickly, that it kind of reminds me of like the motion sensor. You know, like you walk down the street and the lights go on.
Right.
You know, it's like, it's kind of reminds, it's like that would be great if that would be, if somebody would say, oh, I know the answer, the motion sensor, based on these begadim that Esav had that brought the animals to them. So is it considered trapping or not? Because all you did was walk down the street and then these things just happened. Not close enough.
With motion detector, there are other factors at play also. And I don't know what we learned out from Esav anyway. But
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, it sounds on your side. Yeah. Only if it's. Right. Right. The people got the Muslims that are Safka, and then it makes a lot, makes a big deal out of it. Sorry? Right. Mm hmm.